Jesus hears a cry and turns around. "It is Bui," cries a soldado in a tone that mixes contempt with awe. Another man is dragging Bui's corpse from a room on the south wall, near where Jesus has just been crouching. Another soldado calls out, "He died in bed, hiding under blankets like a woman." Jesus has heard of Bui, too. He was rich, richer even than the president. Some said that he was actually a member of the Mexican aristocracy, even though he was clearly a gringo. Others told of the knife he had invented, a knife of fearsome size and power, which he named after himself. Jesus thinks about going into Bui's room to see if the famous knife is still there. He would like to see it, hold it for just a moment. That would be a moment to remember. But he doubts that such a weapon is real. Probably it is just another tall tale. Jesus knows that if it indeed exists, and if it really had lain in that room, another enterprising soldado has already made off with it. This Bui was well known for his adventures, like Crockett. But like Crockett's, all of his adventures have come to nothing, leading only to a terrible death in this awful mission ruin. Most of the soldados are taking whatever they can find, the spoils of war. They are going through the pockets of the dead Texians, removing boots and shoes, taking top hats and watches, pistols and knives. Fancy handkerchiefs, pipes, silver whiskey flasks are laconically shoved into Mexican backpacks. It would, after all, be a shame to relegate all of these valuable items to the flames that will shortly consume the bodies of these pirates and rebels. Jesus considers taking a souvenir. But why would he want something to remind him of this day? The sooner he forgets the Alamo, Jesus thinks, the happier his life will be. Jesus sees two officers nearby and immediately wraps his hands around the collar of a Texian and begins dragging him toward the pyre. He doesn't want to be reprimanded for being lazy, especially since he knows so well how harshly Santa Anna and his officers can reprimand when they put their minds to it. Although Jesus has had little contact with the two officers, he recognizes them both. General Almonte is rather short and intense. His lip.